This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring & Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
Hello, pumpkin. It's that time of year. The Great Pumpkin Pie has arrived at Frisch's, and it's just as delicious as you remember. With a flaky, made-from-scratch crust and silky, real pumpkin filling, each pie is baked to perfection and ready to enjoy. Or try another delicious fall favorite, our Pumpkin Spice Caramel Cake, with layers of ice cream and Frisch's Pumpkin Spice Cake topped with a caramel drizzle. Stop in, call ahead, or pre-order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, or Uber Eats. Bring cheer to your holiday table this season with a pumpkin dessert from Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
That's enough for a Rebel. First down.
Oh, the sounds of high school football are on the air and online.
Snap back to Brogan. He's got the ball outside left tackle. He squirts through. Oh, he's got daylight at the 40. He'll take it to the house. And he does. Touchdown. 53 yards. Fort Laramie was bunched up, tackle to tackle along the line of scrimmage, trying to thwart the running play on fourth and two. And once Brogan Steffi cracked across the line of scrimmage and beat the linebackers, it was see you later. Kickoff to the 13 is dropped. Return by Fort Laramie. Daylight up the middle. Uh-oh! Breaking to the outside, the return man for the Redskins. He breaks the tackle, beats the man at the 30. He is all the way to the end zone for a touchdown.
Woo! That was Hoying.
What a run. Thomas Hoying's kickoff return matches the touchdown run by Brogan Steffi, and we are off and running. A 7-7 deadlock, half the first quarter gone on scoresbroadcast.com.
S-C-O-R-E-S. Scores. One touchdown right after another all night long.
Oh, my goodness. Outside left tackle. It is Spradling with a lot of space down the near sideline. Gets a block at the 40. Goes to the 50. Senior's blue shirt's in pursuit. Hopefully there's no marker. Spradling takes it to the house. He goes almost, what, 90 yards, Chuck?
90 yards.
Woo!
Said before the game, and I'll say it again. Zine's got a lot of athletes, but that's the best athlete on the field.
Wow.
Stay tuned for the big high school football game of the week.
Here is the play of the game at Zach Osborne over left guard. Meets resistance. Bounces off a tackler. Look at him go. 35, 36, 37. He moves the sticks. First down run by Osborne.
This is Scores Broadcast. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee here at Anna's Booster Field, set to bring you the Midwest Athletic Conference matchup between the Anna Rockets and the number one ranked Marion Local Flyers. Marion Local, under 26-year head coach Tim Goodwin, has won 14 state championships in those 26 seasons. And Marion Local this year, like so many years in the past, is undefeated as we enter week 8. The Flyers are 7-0 on the campaign and have drubbed everybody in their path this season. Anna coming off a great win on the road at Versailles, 13-7. The Rockets were actually two or three scores better than Versailles, were victimized by 18 penalties, had a few touchdowns called back. Anna won at 13-7. It was really a much more lopsided game than that. The key tonight, Chuck, will probably be running the football. And Marion Local historically doesn't give up much on the ground. You can measure it in inches. Once again this year, the average yield per rush by Marion Local's defensive unit is 1.8. Meanwhile, Anna is averaging close to 150 yards per game on the ground. Something's got to give.
Well, Zach Osborne is an outstanding running back. He's going to need some help tonight. They're going to have to throw the ball a little bit to kind of loosen the defense and try to get those ends out so he has a little running room. But that kid is an outstanding football player. Seems like he's been here for 10 years.
Zach Osborne, 4.8 yards per rush. He has 30 catches as Anna throws the ball to him a lot, swinging out of the backfield.
Yep.
QB Alex Chappie, 64% thrower on the year, 1,300 yards, 11 touchdowns. Ofterhauer Noah at a wide receiver post has caught 26 balls, averaging 16 yards per reception. And Noah Ofterhauer and Nolan Wilt on the defensive side of the ball topped the MAC in sacks with 5 apiece. Meanwhile, Marion Local loaded as usual, as we'll hear from head coach Tim Goodwin in just a few minutes. Didn't have to replenish much from a year ago. About every single starter is back. And the QB is outstanding. It's a young man by the name of Justin Knopf, 6'2", 185, a senior, 16 touchdowns throwing, 59 for 80 on the season for 1,120 yards. How about Vic Holscher at wide receiver? 11 touchdowns receiving, 20 yards per reception. That is an unbelievable number. Defensively, linebacker Bryant Meyer, 44 total tackles on the year for Tim Goodwin's Marion Local Flyers. Nick Marino, head coach for Anna, will be on deck next. We'll hear from him. His club came off a big win at Versailles 1 week ago. The Tigers of Versailles punted the ball to the 1 yard line of Anna in the final couple minutes. Osborne broke off a big run from the one. Anna ran out the clock, and that was it. 13-7 Rockets, who have momentum. 5-2 on the year. Marion Local 7-0. Anna, by the way, is ranked number 2 in its region of Division 6, Region 24. Marion Local, of course, is first, number 1 in its region, Region 28 of Division 7. We'll return with our head coaches in a few minutes here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Meyer's has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Hello once again, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee here at Anna's Booster Field. Anna Rockets, 5-2, having won 3 straight, opened the year with non-conference triumphs against Indian Lake and Brookville. Both routes, 37-0 and 46-20. Dropped a couple in the conference to Minster and Coldwater, no shame in that. Then defeated St. Henry, 21-14, Delphi St. John's, 34-0, and Versailles by a score of 13-7. Coach Marino very pleased with his club's 5-2 mark on the year. Nick, look back on the season so far, 5-2, heading into Week 8 against Marion Local. Fine campaign to this point here in 2024.
Yeah, definitely. It's been enjoyable. The guys have stepped up and done a nice job, and we've played some pretty good defense the last couple weeks, too, so that's been good to see.
Against Versailles, strengths for Anna, and you really slowed down the Tigers' offense.
Yeah, I thought we did a good job most of the night, minus one drive. We stopped the run pretty well throughout the night and took away their passing game there, too. So it was a pretty effective night. I thought we got good pressure out of Nolan Wilt and Noah Oftehauer. Both did a great job of getting pressure on the quarterback and created some turnovers because of that.
Zach Osborne, another great game again. His third defensive score of the year. Rushed for close to 100 and had a long touchdown run wiped out because of a penalty, which maybe shouldn't have been called.
There's a few of them last week. It was a little interesting night of football there, but you know that's what happens. We don't control that. We tell our guys keep focused on what we can control. But he ran the ball well. I think he was over 100 something in the game, and did a nice job picking up that fumble. I think our defensive pressure has been helping to make some of those plays, and he scooped them and turned them into big plays on the defensive end.
Hey, highlight your offensive line really gelling, paving the way for that running attack.
Yeah, offensive line's been getting better. You're looking at Nolan Howell in the middle. Nolan Wilt being another one of our best players there, and the other senior there being Gage Hildenbrand. So those three seniors have been doing a great job of getting the offensive line going, and we're going to need that one tonight.
Hey, against Coldwater, you limited the Cavaliers to one score up to a point with 40 seconds left in the second quarter, held Versailles to a touchdown. Your defense is coming along.
Yeah, the defense has been coming along. I mean, we had a shutout there against Delphi St. John's the week before that. So the defense has been playing pretty good football. We need to continue to do that, obviously, with maybe our biggest challenge of the year so far.
Hey, take a minute, highlight offensive and defensive line performers. They get ignored, and they need to be in the limelight, and this is your opportunity to give them credit.
Yeah, Nolan Wilt, obviously being one of the guys that he's leading the league in sacks, doing a great job. He doesn't come off the field hardly at all. Plays tackle and guard for us on offense as well and does a good job there. His cousin, it's funny, we have a bunch of cousins on the offensive line. So Nolan Howell, his cousin's at center, does a great job. He starts for us on the defensive line, then rotates out a little bit there. But a two-year starter doing a great job. You got Gage Hildenbrand at left tackle. I mentioned it a little bit ago. And some other guys. We got Jack Edwards playing defensive line. He's really come on and been effective and a good pass rusher and pretty good speed overall. And then Julian Stearns is doing a good job. We rotated him from offensive tackle to defensive end, and he's started to excel there a little bit. So we're looking forward to seeing what he can do.
If that offensive line can protect and give Shappy at QB some time, you've got some really good receivers downfield for Shappy to connect with.
Yeah. Our top two are Noah Oftehauer there as well. He's one of the top receivers in the league. And then Aaron Shappy, his brother. So we got those guys. And then Zach Osborne's got a lot of yards out of the backfield where we swing him the football and try to get him the ball in situations.
Nick Marino, our guest, pregame before Anna Marion Local football tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com. Your opponent, the Marion Local Flyers, perhaps not a weakness on this team. Of course, that's the case every single year. How do you prepare for Marion Local? Can you pick on them in any way? What does video show you?
There's not a lot to pick on, but we got to play really good football. They're going to line up and you're not going to be surprised with what they're going to do. They're going to play. They're going to blitz you. They're going to blitz you, and then they're going to play coverage, and then they're going to go cover zero. So you're going to get a mixture of all their stuff that they're going to run over and over and over again. But they run it really well, so we got to be as prepared as we can and know what to expect and try to win situational football.
Hey, historically, Marion Local against the run allows less than 2 yards per carry season after season. No different this year.
Yeah, they're good against the run and the pass. As of last week, I think they were first in the league in both. So really good defense, really sound. So we got to play good football and take what the defense allows you to get and keep working from there.
You've seen a number of Marion local teams over the last decade. Where does this one stack up? Is it one of the top two or three best, would you say?
It's probably up there, and it's one of their better ones for sure. It's not some groups have had the outstanding tackle or the outstanding tight end or the kids. This group's just it seems like they got good players at every position. So, they're good all the way around. Then they have some outstanding players with the quarterback and they're a number two at receiver there that are game changers that you got to contain.
And a head coach, Nick Marino, highlighting his club. Good offensive and defensive line play the last few weeks, paving the way for Zach Osborne on the ground and Alex Chappie through the air. His often-used target is Noah Ofterhauer. Marion local Flyers, 26th year for head coach Tim Goodwin at the school, 14 state championships. Again, a phenomenal play offensively and defensively. Defeated Linton Stockton, Indiana on the road, week one, 45-6. Defeated Franklin in Warren County, 49-0. And then St. Henry in the MAC, 42-9. Delta St. John, 71-0. New Bremen, 48-7. Versailles, 48-0. And last week, 62-0 over Fort Recovery. The Flyers have given up just 3 touchdowns on the entire year. Coach Goodwin noted he did not have to replenish much from 2023 to 2024.
We were fortunate enough to go undefeated last year, and we had, a bulk of those kids back. We only lost a couple of seniors that started and played, and they were great kids, obviously. But, we kind of hit the ground rolling this year, especially offensively. There were times last year where we played 11 underclassmen. One senior played guard. And it's the first time in a while we've had our quarterback back. We've been playing one-year seniors there for like the last 4 or 5 years, and that second year with a high school quarterback is huge. And Justin's Knopf is having a great year, just very accurate. He can run, he can throw. I mean, he's your prototypical high school quarterback. Mm-hmm. He can make every throw that we would ask him to make, and still make plays when things break down. And offense, we're pretty skilled with Vic Holscher, about as good as a receiver as I've ever coached. And he's got good athletic kids around him. Andrew Pullman's a good receiver. Most years he'd be our number one, and then we got Griffin Bruins, who's our number three receiver, and most years he would be our number one. We're just blessed, with this class and a couple good running backs in this class that run hard. Drew Law's been playing 4 years for us at various positions. He's just a kid you can plug in wherever, and he'll make it work and do it well. And Parker Hess has given us some really good carries at a running back as well. And then we had 3 of the 5 linemen back, because one of the starters from last year, we just turned him into a defensive lineman and said, this is yours, own it, and he's playing really well on defense. So I think it was a good move.
I heard you mention the word athletic a couple times in your previous comment. This may very well be one of your most athletic teams ever, if not the most athletic.
They're very athletic. It's hard to compare.
Sure.
This is week 8. Let's wait and see what happens. We have our 3 best opponents, coming up right here in this gauntlet, Anna, Minster, Coldwater. So yep. Let's refrain from, big talk for now.
Hey, when you say your offense is multiple, in layman's terms, what does that mean?
That means that, we can run a lot of different formations and do a lot of different things, hopefully all well. But, we're just poking and prodding for a while and seeing where the matchup is in our favor. You kind of have an idea from watching film where you think you want to attack, but it doesn't always happen, And so we can get under center and run pro-eye and just run, traditional toss and trap and dive and counter, and play action off of that. Or we can spread things out and, with these athletic guys and then get your quarterback involved in the run game as needed. We just we go in with a lot of options and see what works and then just press like heck on the things that work.
Hey, on defense, 3-4 defensive alignment, once again a staple here at Marion Local.
Yeah, and I think our defense has really improved throughout the year. I thought we were soft at the start of the year, just not playing our typical physical defense. But I think we're there. I think we're there where we like to be. We always can find 11 guys that can run. And so we're just fortunate, we don't have to play short, fat kids, that can't move. Those guys just don't get on the field for us because we got, 11 guys that can move, and that gives you some options. But, the way the game's played in Anna is a big one. Like, the game is played in space. When you're playing Anna, you better be able to defend the perimeter, and take on blocks out there, by some pretty physical kids. And play defense out there, and so that's why we run a 3-4 actually, and that's why we play kids that can run.
Anna is Marion Local's opponent tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com. I'm talking with Tim Goodwin, longtime head coach at Marion Local. What do you know about the Rockets? It's a team that runs the ball really well with Osborne, and at times throws it extremely well, too. If they've had an Achilles heel, it's been defensively at times this season, but assess the Rockets.
Good players. I really love watching number 21. I don't know who he is, what his name is, but he's a good player. And I just like watching him because he doesn't take a play off. He's a linebacker. He's a wideout.
That's Oscar Hauer.
Yeah, and now that you say it, I couldn't pronounce it anyway. But I love watching that kid play football. And they're running back 31. I guess that's Osborne.
Yes.
He's a good running back and quarterback 15, he's been playing for 3 years and he knows where to go with the ball and he can make those throws as well. They're pretty skilled and pretty diverse on offense. The coaches were breaking things down over the weekend, and basically the conclusion is it'd be easier to say what they don't run as opposed to what they do run, because they're very diverse.
Two very experienced ball clubs go at it here tonight. Nick Marino's Anna Rockets, Tim Goodwin's Marion Local Flyers, 17 senior starters on offense among the 22 between these two teams, Anna and Marion Local. Elsewhere in the Midwest Athletic Conference tonight, Versailles is at Minster, Delta St. John's at St. Henry, Parkway on the road at Fort Recovery, and Coldwater entertains New Bremen. As we look around the MAC, the top two programs are Coldwater and Marion Local, 5-0 for each in the MAC. Minster's 4-1, Anna and Versailles 3-2, New Bremen and St. Henry 2-3, Delta St. John's 1-4, and Fort Recovery and Parkway winless in the MAC so far. A quick look at contests elsewhere in the region tonight. Fort Loramie in the Northwest Conference hosts Bluffton. Delphus Jefferson's at Allen East. Columbus Grove on the road against Convoy Crestview. And Spencerville entertains Lima Central Catholic. Lehman Catholic Cavaliers hosting Covington tonight in Sydney. Lehman rolling along, tied with Northridge atop the TRC. Lehman 6-1 on the campaign. At Northridge is at Troy Christian. Bethel's on the road against Milton Union. Riverside's at Miami East. In the Miami Valley League, Sydney travels to Vandalia Butler. Troy's at Stebbins. Greenville's at Fairborn. Tippecanoe on the road at West Carrollton. And Piqua is at Xenia. We've got starting lineups when we return. 7-0 Marion Local. The powerhouse Flyers against the Anna Rockets 5-2, who try to pull off a major upset here tonight at Anna's Booster Field on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years, with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi for Sales and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And these 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I've bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Geyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Geyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Oh, what a beautiful night for high school football here at Anna. The temperature peaked in the upper 70s this afternoon. What wind there was has died down. The field here at Anna is plush. It is thick and green, a little on the long side. There's been little rain this fall, so nobody's played in mud, and this playing surface is ideal. Francis Schulze and Rushi offers the winning combo of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams tonight, there are key building components, too. And has got to run the ball a little bit to set up the forward pass. Marion Local gives up less than 2 yards per rush. Something's got to give in that department for sure. Anna cannot afford to get behind by more than a couple touchdowns early on in this game. Key building components tonight. And they open the doors to success for these two clubs. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze and Rushi will elevate your living space, inspiring the winning combination of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze and Rushi, known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Another outstanding sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com is Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Make your next play with Wisebridge. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776. All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA. SIPC, Wisebridge Wealth Management, not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp. Starting lineups here tonight for the Anna Rockets as follows. Alex Chappie, quarterback, 6'3", 185, a senior. Running back, Zach Osborne, 5'10", 175, a senior. Wideouts are Aaron Chappie, 6 feet tall, 175, a senior. Trevor Roberts, 5'9", 175, a senior. Noah Ofterhauer, 6'3", 185, a senior. And Camden Palmisano, 6 feet tall, 165, and a senior. Along the line of scrimmage, the tackles, Gage Hildebrand, 6'1", 190, a senior, and Colton Hexler, 6'1", 195, a sophomore. The guards, Jackson Billing, 6'2", 200 pounds, a junior, and Nolan Wilt, 6'1", 230, a junior. The center, Nolan Howell, 5'11", 195, and a senior. For the Marion Local Flyers, the quarterback is Justin Knopf, 6'2", 185, a senior. In the offensive backfield, Drew Laws, who scored 9 touchdowns on the year, 6 feet tall, 205, a senior. Ethan Eichkamp, 5'11", 190, a senior in that offensive backfield, along with Parker Hess, 5'11", 185, and a senior. Wide receiver, Vic Holscher, 6'2", 180, a senior, averaging 20 yards per catch on the year. The tight end, Oliver Hillsman, 6'3", 210, and a junior. Along the offensive line for Marion Local, the tackles, Luke Kunkler, 6'3", 195, a senior, and Kyle Ungren, 6'4", 240, a senior. The guards, Derek Grishup, 6'4", 250, a junior, and Thomas Winter, 6 feet tall, 185, a junior. And the center, Colton Arnes, 6'3", 220, and a senior. Those are the starters for these two clubs. Kickoff upcoming next on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Oh, a colorful night here at Anna Rockets in the home green jerseys, white numbers, white helmets with the green stripe, white pants. Marion Local, the gold pants, white shirts, blue numbers outlined in gold, gold helmets with the blue piping. Opening kickoff is booted by Aaron Chappie on the ground down to the 31-yard line, making sure that Marion Local speed does not get its hands on the football. And the return is for about 8 or 9 yards by the Flyers from the 31 to the 40. That's where Marion Local starts first and 10. Chuck, you kick it short, you give the Flyers good field position.
Well, you do, but if you kick it long, you might give them a touchdown. Yep. So you got to pick your poison here.
Now you might allow six if you boot it down to the 5-yard line. The QB, Justin Knopf, what a year, 6'2", 185, and a senior. First play from scrimmage for Marion Local is a productive one. It goes for about five from the 40 to the 45-yard line. Pass hauled in by Bruns for the Flyers, a short one in the right flat. You heard Coach Goodwin talk in the pregame about the fact that his club will probe and they'll hit you with a spots here, spots there, find out what works. Opening play from scrimmage. A short one through the air. This time it's a run right up the gut. Ooh, Anna stops it at the point of attack. No gain. That was Laws, the running back. Drew, 6 feet, 205, a senior. And he was shut down, lost a full yard on the play at the 44. And in there defensively for Anna was Nolan Wilt, one of the leading defensive players in the MAC this year, just a junior.
Boy, I'll tell you what, the defensive line just stood the offensive line up that time. He had nowhere to run.
Third and six, Marion Local at the Flyer 44. Big possession play early, and it is a slant thrown across the 50-yard line, wide of the mark, intended for Holscher. Knopf's attempt to reach him was behind him. Anna had two defenders there. If it's on the money, Holscher gets it, I think, for about 7 or 8 in the first down, but Knopf missed him. And Drew Laws is back in punt formation for Marion Local at his own 30. No wind here tonight. It has died down. It was breezy this afternoon. End-over-end kick. Anna receives at the 16, fumbles it back to the 14, and that's where the Rockets have to fall, and the football was Aaron Chappie, who might have been able to trek upfield for 4 or 5 yards on the return. As it turned out, Anna is parked back inside his 15, first and 10.
Well, you kind of saw his head when the ball's come to him. You saw his head turn to look up, and the ball hit him right in the chest and bounced off. Good thing it came to him, so the last thing they need is to turn it over there.
That was one of those kicks. The ball is turning over rapidly, end over end. Not easy to reel in at all. Anna to the line of scrimmage, and the QB, Alex Chappie, is in the spread. Rockets have two offensive backs alongside. And the first play from scrimmage is a run up the gut. Pretty good interior blocking by Anna. Ball carrier weaving up over the 20 to the 22 or 23-yard line. Nice gain on first down for Osborne, who had a slither of an opening, and he took advantage of it. Anna sets up here, second down and short, less than three to go for a first down. Rockets must get to about the 25. Line of scrimmage is at the 22. Anna had a receiver flanked left, and now Ofterhauer comes to the right side of the formation. Two receivers are out. Snap to Chappie. Looks for Ofterhauer. Fade. Right sideline. 50-yard line. Over his head. No good. Fine coverage downfield by Drew Laws of Marion Local. Chappie did throw it where nobody could get it but the receiver, but it was pitched out of bounds into the Flyers bench. That was one of those downs, Chuck. Anna thought they could take a shot at a long one because it's third and only two.
Yeah, I don't mind the play at all.
Receivers left and right. Two backs alongside Chappie. Marion Local's got five, six in the box, now seven. And, oops, we've got a pre-snap foul coming up against Anna. That may change the play call.
Yeah, they had a direct snap to Osborne that time, and they moved before the ball was snapped.
The cat is out of the bag.
Yeah, unfortunately. They had the Wildcat set up.
Third and seven, Anna, line of scrimmage, the Rockets 17. Two receivers far left, two to the right. And the quarterback, Chappie, started the cadence. Now lifts up the head, looks to the far sideline to the Anna bench for signals and maybe a revised play. Marion Local backing off three linebackers 10 yards downfield. Here's a deflected forward pass. A Marion Local defensive lineman got a mitt on it, and the ball dropped 2 or 3 yards beyond the line of scrimmage, and Anna's got to kick. Three and out for both teams here at the start.
Yep. Now, sometimes you don't get to the quarterback as a defensive lineman, but, boy, if you get your hands up, you can create havoc anyway.
Line of scrimmage, the 17. Alex Chappie is back at his 5 to take the long snap and kick it. We played 2 minutes, 18 seconds, opening quarter, no score.
Wow.
Kick by Chappie, extremely high, but not very long. Catch made by Marion Local at the end of 48. Scrappy return downfield with the Flyers. Ball brought ahead about 12 yards. Let's see what the marker's all about.
I think he was throwing where the ball was caught. I think that was his beanbag, not a flag.
Aha. Uh-huh. Good return by Marion Local. New line of scrimmage is at the 39 of the Rockets. Ball was caught at the end of 49. And the ball was brought back upfield by Holscher, setting Marion Local up in Anna's end of the field, just inside the 40. Two receivers left for the quarterback, Knopf, who sends a man in motion and gives it to him. It's a jet sweep to the left. The blocking is good for Laws. And look at him go down the near sideline. He bulldozes inside the 15, makes a man miss, gets to the goal line. Does he get in, Chuck? Let's see what a penalty marker is all about. Holding against Marion Local will wipe out the huge gain.
Well, I didn't see the flag. He got down to the 2-yard line. That was a heck of a run.
Well, Marion Local opened up an enormous cavity on the left side of the line of scrimmage, and Laws had plenty of real estate as soon as he sped beyond the hash mark near side and just a few steps across the line of scrimmage. He had no defenders in front. Away he went. Play may have been helped out a little bit by an offensive hold against Marion Local. Ball stepped off 10 yards from the 39 back to the 49. First and 10, Marion Local from that spot. 9:22 left, opening quarter, no score. Marion Local's second possession. Anna had it once. Both teams three and out. First times they had the ball. Two receivers far left for the QB, Knopf, who's going to run it around right in, short side of the field. He bucks his way to the sideline, tight ropes it inside the 40, 43. Was there another marker thrown, Chuck?
Yeah, they're walking backwards again.
Up nearly 30 penalties last week in the Anna game at Versailles. Rockets were hit with 18 of them. Anna pleased to see a few thrown against the opposition already in this game here tonight. So Marion Local, as a result of two fouls, still has first down and about 30 yards to go from the Flyer 41. Odd offensive possession for Marion Local, not used to committing back-to-back penalties. Two receivers far left, offsides, Anna, encroachment. I think the Rockets will be hit with five. A gift from Anna back to Marion Local. New line of scrimmage, the Marion Local 46. QB for the Flyers, Justin Knopf, 6'2", 185, and a senior. As Coach Goodwin noted in the pregame, not too often in the last several years has Marion Local had a quarterback return to start at the helm of the offense. Knopf is the QB for year number two in succession. Knopf retreats to throw deep in the pocket at his 36, fires late over the middle. Yes, it's caught at the 42-yard line of Anna. And the receiver splits a couple defenders, stays on his feet, trudges down to about the 33 or 34. It's Bruns who hauled it in for the Flyers. And now Marion Local has a manageable second down and eight. Line of scrimmage, 36 of Anna, 8:50 to go first quarter, no score. Marion Local in Anna's end of the field. A punt by Anna was caught by Marion Local in the Anna 49, returned to the 39. Penalty set the Flyers back. Nice pass play there. Marion Local pitch out around the left side. Ball carrier cuts it back. Middle of the field, 30-yard line. He's sacked up. It was 5'11 senior Parker Hess on the romp to the Anna 29, very close to a first down. He's got it. Move the chains. Pickup of eight by Hess. Marion Local with good offensive line blocking had a convoy out in front of Hess. So Marion Local, once facing a first and 30, picks up the first down like they seem to do in their sleep game after game. Knopf at QB. Late handoff on the play to Laws. Look at him go. He busts outside left tackle. Shoots inside the 20. Knocked down at about the 16-yard line. And that's another first down for Marion Local. Flyers gashing Anna on the ground here on successive plays. 8:15 to go first quarter. No score. Serious threat posed here by Marion Local. Two receivers to the left. I formation. Knopf at the helm. Whole bunch of movement up front. Let's see what has been determined by the officiating crew. Illegal procedure. Flyers. Ball now marked for play at the 21. First and 15.
Hard to get any kind of a rhythm going when you have this many penalties.
Would you believe Marion Local has committed three penalties in less than 4 minutes of the first quarter?
I'm sure that's not their M.O.
Nope. And Coach Tim Goodwin not pleased. Here's Knopf, quarterback, fakes the pitch, inside handoff. Anna stalemates it at about the 17 or 18-yard line. Forward progress, maybe the 16. Howell in there on the hit of Eifert, the ball carrier for Marion Local, setting up a second down and 15 yards to go for a first down. Or I should say second and 10. It had been first and 15. Line of scrimmage, the Anna 16. Wide receiver left, Knopf rolling right under some pressure, throws back against the grain. Oh, what a catch at the 1 yard line by the receiver who bangs forward and scores. Touchdown, Marion Local.
First touchdown, 86.
Good throw by Knopf of Marion Local to Oliver Hillsman, 6'3", 210, a junior, the tight end. as he ran a skinny post from his tight end spot right down the middle of the field, and Knopf threw him a bullet. He was under a little duress. Anna couldn't get to him soon enough. Hillsman receives it. Extra point try coming. Good place kicker. Carson Bills wears number 11 on his back. And he drills it through. Bills hammers it home. Marion Local leads it 7-0. 7:34 to go in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes. We build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Anna kicked off to start the game. Marion Local had a possession. Flyers punted after going three and out. Anna went three and out inside its own 25-yard line. And then Marion Local, with good field position, did deal with a few penalties and eventually went 39 yards for the score after being pushed back into its own end of the field. A fine pass play covered about 16 yards for the score from Knopf to Hillsman. Well done, middle of the field, right at the goal line. And it was a strike right on the button. Kickoff by Marion Local. Sails on through the end zone. Boy, what a weapon that is, Chuck, when you force a high school offense to begin from the 20. It's real tough to go 80 yards offensively without a missed cue, a mistake, a slowdown here or there somewhere.
We kicked the extra point about 45 yards, so he's got a leg.
7:34 left in the first, 7-0 Marion Local. Here's Osborne, outside left tackle. He barrels through, up and over the 25. And he reaches the 30, decked right there. He advanced it for nearly 10. It's going to be second down and one to go for a first down. Heitkamp in there on the hit for the Flyers. We near the 7-minute mark, first quarter. We played 5 minutes, 7-0 Marion Local. Anna's second possession. Rockets looking for their initial first down. Two receivers left, a couple flanked right. Osborne alongside Alex Chappie, the quarterback, who drops to throw on second and very short. No one available. He's going to run with it. Uh-oh, he drops it, puts it on the ground at the 36-37. Somebody from the rear for the Flyers spiked it out, and Marion Local's got it.
Yeah, just a really good defensive play. He just stuck a hand in, and the football was loose in his arm. Not what Anna needed on that possession.
Well done technique by Marion Local, stripping the ball. Anna didn't secure it well enough, and the Flyers are in business at the 36 of Anna. 7-0 Flyers lead. Laws, the running back, alongside the quarterback Knopf, who sends a trio of receivers to the left. Deep drop, middle of field, Knopf. It's a long throw for Holscher. Oh, he's held up down at the 15. No catch is made. And I think the official may have a pass interference call against Anna. Or is it defensive holding? They will sort it out. Down to 6:42 to go in the first. Marion Local on top, 7-0.
They called it pass interference. I would have thought more likely a hold.
So it's 15 yards from the line of scrimmage. New possession, 21-yard line of Anna. Holscher is to be feared. Excellent wideout. 11 touchdowns receiving, averaging 20 yards per catch on the year. My goodness, those are Jefferson or Chase numbers.
He was breaking open, too. That was probably a good pass interference.
Man in motion to the right. Misdirection back to the left. Ball carrier manages to elude a tackler, sheds another, stays on his feet, and I steps his way down to about the 15-yard line. Laws cracked ahead. Carson Plyman for Anna tripped him up. Ball marked for play at the 14 for Anna. Play went for plus six, second and four Flyers. We played half the first quarter. Marion Local leads 7-0. Two receivers split very far left. Here is the quarterback, Knopf. Fakes the inside handoff, little spin move, rotates left, hits a back out of the backfield, and inside the 10. It was Holscher in motion. He's upset at about the 3 or 2, knocked off his pins short of the goal line. First down play. Outstanding maneuver in the offensive backfield by Knopf, and there is a timeout on the field at the moment. 7-0 Marion Local. Goal to go, Flyers, when we return midway through the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
As we return to action here at Anna's Booster Field on first and goal from the 2.5, it is Drew Laws who spins at the line of scrimmage and manages to fight his way to the goal line and in for Marion Local's second touchdown of this game. Laws powers to the goal line from a little over 2 yards out to lift Marion Local to a 13-0 lead, 5:17 left in the first. Carson Bills on to smack the extra point through for Marion Local. Good snap from center. And Bills splits the uprights. He's got it. 14-0 Flyers. Midway through the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Well, one of our Francis Schulze key components to this game was the fact that Anna could not afford to get behind by more than a couple scores early on in this initial half. And right now with 5:17 to go in the opening period, Marion Local is in front 14-0. Kickoff by the Flyers out of bounds down inside the 20. So Anna, by rule, starts first and 10 from the 35. Rockets' best field position of this game. Three possessions for the Rockets so far. And Anna has it first and 10 from the 35. Did Anna get a first down on the second possession, Chuck?
They did not.
In Anna's first two possessions, the Rockets got 7 and 8 yards on the first plays from scrimmage on first down, but could not get first, couldn't move the chains. Running play, Osborne wriggling ahead up and over the 35 to the 38-yard line. Marion Local slows him down right there. that interior defense led by Bryant Meyer with 44 tackles on the year stops him. Official gain of 4 to the 39 for Osborne, who's averaging close to 5 yards per rush on the year and has 30 receptions out of the backfield. 4:42 to go in the first and a trailing 14-0. Rockets to the line of scrimmage. Couple of receivers far left, including Noah Ofterhauer. He's flanked out there with Paul Masano. Here is Anna running wide, way back behind the line of scrimmage. And Marion Local penetrates across the line and subdues Osborne, who caught the short pass in the flat. He's dumped back at the 36, and it goes for a negative 3. Anna confronts a 3rd and 9 now. 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Anna has no choice but to throw. Let's see if the Flyers LBs pin their ears back. We've got 4 or 5 in the box. Linebackers are poised. Here is the snap back to Chappie. Here comes Marion Local's pass rush, and down goes the quarterback of Anna at the 31 or 32. You could see it coming. Another big key to this game, could Anna protect Chappie at quarterback? Real tough to do, Chuck, against Marion Local on 3rd and long.
Well, yeah, when you're set up like that and they know you're going to throw the ball, you're in trouble.
3 minutes, 23 seconds to go, first quarter. Flyers lead it 14-0. Alex Chappie in punt formation strides forward at the 25. And the kick by Marion Local is caught at the 41, twisting return to the 44-yard line. Ball brought back upfield by Griffin Bruns. 1st and 10 for the Flyers. Final 3 minutes of the first quarter of play. Anna trailing 14-0. Noah Ofterhauer tackled the punt returner. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to a wealth of underwriting sponsors making play-by-play in color of tonight's game possible. Here on Scores, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Line of scrimmage inside the 45. Here's the quarterback, Knopf. Uh-oh, he throws a rifle shot to Holscher over the middle at the 40 of Anna. Look at him, he's on the loose. Makes a man miss, makes another man miss. He's en route to the end zone, all the way to the house. Touchdown for Marion Local. How many yards, Chuck?
55.
5-5, 55-yarder. Marion Local made it look easy. Holscher got beyond the linebackers in his route. Was in between the corners. Safety simply couldn't catch up with him. The 6'2", Vic Holscher, with long legs and quick ones, sped right through the secondary of Anna to the end zone. Here is Parker Bill's extra point try. He is 3-4-3. Just under 3 to go, first quarter, Anna trailing 21-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Marion Local kicks it off after the Flyers' 3rd TD of tonight already. Still 2:57 to go, opening quarter. And here's the boot by Bills, and it is through the end zone. It lights on the ground 7 yards deep. Anna begins first and 10 from its 20. Down 3 scores already. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street is the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We'll style, you will smile. Beautiful hair, beautiful care. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie, where the owner and stylist is Deb Gubo. Stylists are Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, and Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway. It's our experience, your style, and we will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Alex Chappie on the handoff to Aaron, who charges ahead for yardage up and over the 25 to the 26. A positive 5 on the play, second down and 5 for Anna. 2.5 to go here in the first quarter. 21-0 Flyers.
First down has not been their problem. It's getting the first down after they get some yards on first down.
That's the case. Here is a good run by Osborne. Disciplined effort by him. Picks his way. He uses his blockers nicely. And he romps up ahead over the 30. Pulled down at the 34. There is a first down for Anna, first and 10. It is a hurry up frenetic offense. Anna to the line of scrimmage. Let's see what the penalty marker is all about. It's not a pre-snap foul. Anna picked up one or two on the play.
He didn't get off the field, so they're going to get him for 12 on the field.
And that might be penalty number 4 against Marion Local in the first 10 minutes of this game.
They subbed really late, and they just couldn't get him off the field in time.
So the penalty will leave Anna 5 yards to go for a first down. First and 5, Rockets 39 in Anna's end of the field. Rockets feature a couple receivers far left. 1, 2, 3 are out there now. Quarterback Alex Chappie is Osborne alongside. Ball dealt to him. Oh, he's met solidly at the 39. New gain on the play. Marion Local put a charge into Osborne, and it looked like for Marion Local, the first man in there was Isaac Muhlenkamp, a defensive end. He's got 5'2 in his back. He went chest to chest with Osborne and decked him. 39, it is second and 5. Call it no gain on that play. Second and 5, Rockets. Final 70 seconds, first quarter. In the spread, Chappie, 4 yards behind the line. Fakes the inside handoff, wants to keep. Oh, Marion Local penetrates and grabs him around the ankles. Chappie tossed down back at the 37. Kyle Ungren in there on the tackle for Marion Local. Ungren wrapped up Chappie, hog-tied him around the ankles and put him to the turf. 3rd and 7 for Anna. Rockets have it at their own 37. Final half minute to go, first quarter, 21-0, Marion Local already. Two receivers bunch left, two to the right. Marion Local showing blitz. Here they come. Chappie's under duress. Nowhere to go. He's piled up back at the 28. Another QB sack turned in by Marion Local defensively. Adam Winter, defensive end, led the charge for the blue and gold Flyers. Anna repeatedly pretty productive on first down tonight, but in passing situations, Marion Local's heat on defense has overpowered the Rockets up front. First quarter closes 21-0 Marion Local on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full-time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son Dave some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Anna Rockets punting from inside the green and white 30. It's a good kick. Anna may have outkicked its coverage. It's hauled in by Marion Local, back down around the 20-yard line. And, oh, what a return on the play by Drew Laws of the Flyers. He brought it back near side of the field, found an opening, a crease, got a couple good blocks at the 50. Thought he was gone. He was spilled down around the 16-yard line. Tremendous return on the play. About 60 yards brought back by Marion Local, which is in business again. Opening second quarter. It's already 21-0. The QB, Noth, takes the snap right away, looks in the flat for Holscher.
Ooh.
He's got it behind the line, charges up the field, and he's belted hard. Down he goes inside the 10 at the 8 or 9.
Ofterhauer, boy, he put him flat on the ground.
Noah Ofterhauer thumped Holscher. Nicely designed play to get Holscher out in space. Knopf hit him right now, but Ofterhauer was alert and greeted him with a rude welcome. Line of scrimmage, 8-yard line of Anna. Second down and goal, the scoreboard reads. Snap back to Knopf. He's going to run right. He's got a block or two. Look at him go. He has an angle toward the end zone. Makes a man miss at the three and drives over for the touchdown. Knopf, the quarterback of Marion Local, scoots in to make it 27-0 Flyers with a minute gone here in quarter number two.
Almost impossible to defend this offense. Watching them just for a quarter.
It is a powerhouse. Several coaches with whom I talk regularly have seen Marion Local play in person on videotape and have said this is the best Flyers team ever. As Coach Goodwin said in the pregame, we will wait and see. We'd like to play 16 games, 10 regular season, 6 in the postseason, and go through it again undefeated like last year. And then we'll get the measuring stick out. Extra point kick is good by Carson Bills. He's 4 for 4. Excellent place kicker for the Flyers, who lead it 28-0. 11 minutes to go first half on scores.broadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers 4 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Well, Chuck, you remarked a few minutes ago, this is like a small college program performing here tonight and this year. Marion Local Flyers
are amazingly good. Hard to believe it is a Division 7 program.
I'd like to see what they could do if they moved up, because I think they're as good as a lot of Division 5 for sure.
Oh, no doubt. Maybe even a few coaches with whom I've spoken have said they could challenge D3.
Yeah.
And a kickoff return is up across the 20 to the 24-yard line. That's where the Rockets start, first and 10, down 28-0. Still 10:53 to go, second quarter. Won't have a running clock until the third. It doesn't take place until after the first half ends. Running play, Osborne. Oh, he's got a nice hole. He gallops up and over the 30, stays on his feet. No, it's Chappie who held on to the ball after faking to Osborne. And the quarterback, Alex Chappie, zips ahead for about 15. New line of scrimmage, 38-yard line, Havana, first and 10, 28-0 Marion Local.
This is a pride drive right here. You're down 28-0. You need to go down and show you can score.
Good sleight of hand maneuver on the last play by Chappie, who faked to Osborne and kept it. A nice gainer. Chappie 4 yards behind the line. Short drop. It's a sprint draw on the play to Osborne. And he pounds ahead up over the 40, 45, got to the 46, stood up. Fine advance on first down of 8, second and 2, Anna. 46 of the Rockets, 2 minutes gone here in the second period. 46-yard line. Second down and 2. Rockets to the line of scrimmage. Again on first down tonight, Anna's been very, very good. It has been the second and third downs, those passing downs, on which Anna has had difficulty protecting Chappie. Marion Local coming hard at the line of scrimmage, forcing Chappie to air it out quickly in the flat behind the line. It is tipped away, incomplete. Third and 2 as Alex tried to hit Aaron. Line of scrimmage, Anna 46. Clock stopped on the incompletion. 9:40 left in the first.
I'm not sure that trying to go wide on these guys is going to be very effective. They are just out there knocking everything down.
Yeah, this Marion Local team, as we remarked in the pregame, and as head coach Tim Goodwin noted, and as Anna's head coach Nick Marino backed up, this Flyer team is extremely athletic, very speedy. Here is a counter back to the right by Anna. It doesn't work. Marion Local subdues it for no gain. Osborne on the rush. And that's going to set up fourth and 2. And if you're Anna, you've got nothing to lose. You just about have to go for it.
If you punt the ball, it just means they got to go a little farther before they score.
9:20 left in the second quarter. 28-0 Marion Local. And the Flyers went 3 and out on their first possession. And still have 28 points already. Chappie at the helm. Got 7-8 in the box for Marion Local. Chappie takes the snap, picks his way, wants to run it, puts his nose down, sticks his helmet in there, and Marion Local clogs up the avenue and forces Chappie to lose a yard. Flyers take over at the end of 45.
Again, I think it's the correct call to go for it there.
Adam Winter's name has been called a few times already for Marion Local. He was in there on the stop, assisted by nose tackle Lincoln Stockler. Flyers to the line of scrimmage, 45-yard line of Anna. Again, when you reach 35 in the second half, the clock continues to run, and then it will run until the advantage gets less than 30. Here's a long throw by Knopf. It's a skyscraper down the middle of the field. On first down, he heaved it. And inside the 7 or 8 yard line, there's a jump ball, 2 or 3 Anna defenders, a Marion Local receiver, and it's batted away by Anna at the last second. Incompletion, as that was intended downfield for Andrew Pullman of Marion Local. No good. About the only thing the Flyers have done wrong since the first possession.
Well, Pullman turned into a defender on that pass.
Second and 10 at the 45. Laws on the sweep to the left. Oh, he's hit behind the line. Almost loses 7. Does lose 3. Nailed at the 47 or 48.
Anna with outstanding penetration across the line of scrimmage. 47 of Anna, 3rd and 12 for the Flyers. Trevor Roberts traveled across the line of scrimmage, and he threw his arms into the waist of Laws and decked him behind the line. 3rd and a dozen for Knopf, the quarterback of Marion Local. Short drop, fires middle of the field. Oh, what a spectacular catch. Osher took it away from one, maybe two Anna defenders at the 26-yard line. Sensational grab by Osher, who went up over an Anna defender's shoulders. The Anna man seemed to have the pick, and Osher just snatched it right now.
Well, that's some really nice hands for a kid that catches the ball, runs, and it just showed how tough he is over the middle.
He is highly skilled. Marion Local's pass offense between the hash marks has been splendid. I formation, toss sweep to the left. Ball carrier cuts it back. It's Parker Hess. He's got running room. He puts his head down and digs hard inside the 20, 15, maybe the 13. Far side of the field, inside the numbers. First and 10 coming for the Flyers. 7:40 left here in the second quarter. Marion Local in the lead, 28-0. Again, 35 points would trigger the continuous clock, but not until the second half of the game.
Unless both coaches agree, because I saw that on Thursday night lights the other night when it was like 57-0 at halftime.
Here is Marion Local to the line of scrimmage. Knopf rolling out right, looking end zone. Pitch and catch with the receiver. It's Holcher on a knee, 4 yards deep in the end zone. Easy does it. It was Pullman on the reception, number 10, not Holcher. Knopf hitting. Pullman just sat down, settled in front of the safety and to the left of the cornerback. And Knopf threw it to him down around the thighs. Easy reception. Well done. Marion Local, extremely diverse and balanced in offense. This is maybe the best passing team for Marion Local I've seen on the gridiron ever. Chuck. Extra point by Bills. He airmails that one between the uprights. He's got it. Boy, this pass offense of Marion Local, it's terrific. Extremely good, that's for sure. And at the high school level, defending a good passing quarterback with a bevy of strong receivers is tough. It's really difficult to work on in practice. And Marion Local having a field day through the air here tonight, leading 35-0. 7:09 to go, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Still 7 minutes plus left to go in the second quarter, and the Marion Local Flyers have racked up 5 touchdowns in this contest and lead it 35-0. Kickoff Marion Local caught by Anna inside the 10. Here is an across-the-field run by the Rockets, I think it's Osborne, who went from the hash mark far side, numbers on this side, and he reversed his field out to the 28, first and 10 Rockets. Anna's got it right there. Hey, serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years now, Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the area, customizing and tailoring insurance plans for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, 492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Anna carves out a few yards on first down. It's Osborne who puts his head down and bolts forward for maybe a yard, not much more than that. Six and a half to go in the second quarter. Officially, Osborne's given two. Second down and eight for Anna. Line of scrimmage, the Rockets 29, 35, nothing, Marion Local. Three receivers, trips to the right for the quarterback, Alex Shappy of Anna, who takes the snap at his 25. Inside handoff, Osborne again, and he wriggles up and over the 30 to the 32. I tell you what, the crevices are small. They're few and far between. Not a whole lot of running room tackle to tackle, Chuck, for Zach Osborne.
They don't miss tackles so far. I mean, they get a hand on, they get a body on it, and they're going down.
And Marion Local, historically so difficult to block up front. That 3-4 defense fills the holes, gets across the line of scrimmage with regularity, as they do here. Shappy steps up in the pocket, misses his receiver after hour at the 50. Oh, it's almost intercepted.
Yeah, he had him wide open. Did a nice job of stepping up past the pressure that time. Had a wide, could have probably ran for the first down, but had him open and just misfired.
Daniel Everman, very good coverage downfield for Marion Local, nearly made the pick. Paul Masano, the intended receiver, as Shappy was flushed out of the pocket, forced up, and missed his man. That was a third down pass. The punt is a boomer to the 21-yard line, returned by the Flyers, and Anna trips up the return man at the 34. First and 10, Marion Local. That's Victor Holscher, who has been splendid receiving the ball tonight. Returns punts. He does a lot. He is extremely gifted, talented young man, averaging over 20 yards per reception as a wideout for Marion Local in the year. An unbelievable number, Chuck. 20 yards per catch. Division 7 high school program.
Yeah, and watching him play, it's not surprising. He's an athlete.
And it's not three catches for 60 yards on the year. He's caught a bunch. Here's a run by Marion Local, outside tackle, and it's Laws. And Laws wedges his way up over the 35 to the 40, surges to the 42 or 3. It is a first down run. Plyman on the tackle for Anna. He might be just short, second down and a foot. With 5:06 to go here in the second quarter, Marion Local on top, 35-0. Flyers to the line of scrimmage, two receivers far right. Here's the quarterback rolling right. It's Knopf on the run. He's sprinting out, no one available. He'll tuck it and go. He's up over the 45 as the first down. Room to spare, 50. Toppled down at the Anna 47. Hit on the play made by the Anna Rockets in the secondary. Keith Homan, senior, on the tackle. First and 10, Marion Local, 47 of Anna. Final four and a half of the second quarter, 35-0 Flyers. Marion Local with a couple wideouts to the left. The QB, Knopf, starts his cadence. I think a helmet moved along the offensive line for Marion Local.
Left tackle raised just a teeny bit, but it was obvious.
I saw the gold headgear bob. Clock stops, 4:25 to go, second quarter. We'll begin the second half with a running clock unless Anna scores points here late in the second period. Marion Local Flyers team, every bit as advertised, and then some. Looks like a small college program out there on the gridiron. Here's a toss sweep to the right, short side of the field. It's Laws. Makes a man miss. Makes another man miss. Stays on his feet. Down the right sideline. Look at him go.
Wow.
It's Parker Ass, not Laws. He wouldn't go down. Three or four Rockets had shots at him within 6-7 yards of the line of scrimmage. And this Parker Hess would not be denied. And away he went. 48-yard gallop to the end zone. Touchdown, Marion Local. The Flyers simply don't have a weakness at all on this field.
What a run that was.
These running backs for Marion Local look even bigger than they show up on the roster. Hess, for example, 5'11", 185. Looked to me to be over 6 feet, maybe 195. Extra point try by Bills, who has been razor sharp tonight with his kicks. His sixth one is perfection as well. Six in a row by Bills of Marion Local. Carson Bills hits another. 42-0 Flyers. Under four to go, second quarter, as a CSX comes rolling through Anna's Booster Field on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Well, up a three and out by Marion Local to start the game. Two kickoffs by Bills, Carson Bills, out of bounds. About the only things Marion Local has done wrong in this game tonight, up 42-0. Final 4 minutes, second quarter, Chuck.
Yeah, this is one impressive football team. I was looking forward to seeing them, and they might even be better than I thought they were going to be.
A powerhouse plus some. Anna to the line of scrimmage, ball resting just over the 35. It's Chappie, toss, sweep to the right. My goodness gracious, Marion Local has got three, four defenders across the line of scrimmage. They almost intercept the pitch out.
Adam Winter back there, and he caught Osborne before he could take a step.
35-yard line, no gain on the play. Osborne fell forward to the 35. This defense of Marion Local has been rock solid. Defensive ends, Adam Winter, Isaac Muhlenkamp, Lincoln Stockler, nose tackle. Linebackers, Bryant Meyer, Drew Laws, Ethan Heitkamp, Benton Seitz. Secondary, Griffin Bruins, Daniel Everman, Andrew Pullman, Cale Nagel. It has been an excellent group, giving Anna fits. Here's Anna trying to run wide to the near side. And here come gold helmets and white jerseys stacking up Osborne for a short loss. Osborne tries to run inside, outside, no openings anywhere. Marion Local stuffing every running play. Giving up less than 2 yards per carry on the season is Marion Local's defense. Anna now confronts a third down and 12 with 2:38 to go, second quarter. Marion Local leading 42-0.
Anna 2-6 throwing the ball for minus 5 yards.
Four receivers flanked to each side. Chappie pitches right flat, caught 31-yard line. And the catch after reception is a good one, productive up the far sideline in front of the Anna bench. It was thrown by Alex to Aaron. Good enough for about 10, a yard and a half short of a first down. 44-yard line of Anna, fourth and one with 2 minutes to go in the first half. Anna trailing 42-zip. Anna will receive to start the third quarter, although that really doesn't mean a whole lot in a 42-0 game.
Again, it's going to let the play clock run out here at the end of the half.
And then take a timeout and discuss this fourth and what is about 4 to 5 feet to go for a first down. Clock will stop at 1:32 to go, first half, 42-zip Flyers on scorersbroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Here is the snap back to Anna's quarterback, Chappie, on fourth down, about a yard and a half to go for a first down. 44 and a half at Anna's end. And there is the most productive run of the night by Anna. Chappie turns the left corner, hugs the sideline. Beat a couple Flyers defenders at the numbers in front of the Marion local bench, and Chappie raced ahead to the 40 in Marion local's end. Play goes for about 16. First and 10, Anna. Final 1 minute, first half, 42-0 in favor of Marion local. Anna's got trips to the right, unbalanced line. And in the offensive backfield, the ball dealt from Chappie to Osborne. Osborne stays on his feet. He is stacked at the 33 of Marion local. Whistles blow. Clock winds down under 45. 42-0 Flyers. And an opportunity for a couple three pass plays before the half ends. Anna does have a couple of timeouts remaining. Rockets flash a receiver wide right. 26 seconds to go in the first half. 3 men in the offensive backfield with Chappie. And the ball is dished to a running back who is decked hard. Met solidly at the 35. Osborne was sent back on his heels. Forward progress 34, Marion local. Clock has stopped. 18 ticks to go. Second quarter, 42-0 Marion local on scorersbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
As we return to action, the quarterback for Anna Shappy in the pocket with time throws late over the middle, and it's right into the hands of a Marion local defender at the 27-yard line. He returns it back over the 35 to the 39. Flyers on the pick. 10 seconds to go here in the second quarter, 42-0 in favor of Marion local. Offensively, defensively, special teams, there is no weakness on the field for the Flyers. Head coach Nick Marino of Anna and I talked about that in the pregame. First half will wind up with this play. It's an academic one. Knopf under center goes to a knee, and that's it. First half is in the books. All Marion local as expected. The Flyers are superb, and it did force a three and out on Marion local's first possession to start the night. Since then, Marion local has not missed a beat. Terrific performance by the Flyers, who lead it 42-0 at the break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays, and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E. Affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs. We build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
The Plaza in Botkins is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Botkins is a spacious 8,000-square-foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Marion local Flyers putting a damper on Anna homecoming here tonight. 42-0 Marion local in the lead at the half here on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. A new proud sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil offers these same customers with gas and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel.
It's a four-generation business that started back in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane, pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes who are our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, energy for today and tomorrow. Say, we are now your new community go-to store. Schaefer Market, South Main in Fort Loramie, has truly gone local. We found out from you, the customer, exactly what products you want to see on our shelves inside the market. So now we offer Winner's Meats, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, and Hunt Brothers Pizza. At Schaefer Market, sample our hot daily lunches and the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. You'll like our new station that serves up piping hot coffee. Plus, we offer a more varied selection of soft drinks than before. Stop by today, see all the new items, as well as your old favorites, at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's. Locally owned and operated, Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie is your new community go-to store. Our halftime here on ScoresBroadcast.com is being brought to you by Borchers Family Floor Center in Rushi and by Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Let's take a look at the numbers. Lopsided, Chuck, indeed.
Oh, absolutely. Anna ran the ball 23 times for 68 yards. That's a little better than what Marion usually gives up per rush.
Right.
3 of 9 throwing the ball for 7 yards. That's not going to get it. They got sacked 4 times. 75 total yards in the first half. 2 first downs, 2 big turnovers. On the other side, Marion, 12 rushes, 128 yards. Then they threw the ball 8 times for 142 yards, 3 touchdowns, 270 total yards, 7 first downs. Did not turn the ball over in the first half.
What has Marion Local done wrong? A couple kickoffs out of bounds, a 3 and out to start. That's about it.
I can't think of anything else.
Build is advertised, and then some. Looks like a small college program out there.
Yeah, just the way they throw the football. I mean, they've always ran the ball well. They've always played great defense. But, man, adding this passing attack just makes them unbeatable.
That's our brief halftime report. We've got about 17 minutes or so till the start of our third quarter. Our halftime brought to you by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie and by Schnippel Construction and Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
Welcome back to ScoresBroadcast.com and Anna's Booster Field. 42-0 Marion Local at the halftime break. We'll give you a volleyball tournament draw update in just a few minutes. A&M Pallet on Rangeline Road in Rushi began its business way back in 1986, just one customer. Today, four decades later, A&M serves 200 businesses across the Buckeye State, including 60 less than 75 miles away. These regional customers and their employees benefit from A&M and its support for the high-quality education and great variety of sports programs our local schools provide. A&M Pallet, pleased to promote in our communities, which offer a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families. A&M Pallet is promoting pride in our towns. And if you're looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level positions available on its first shift Monday through Thursday from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093, 295-3093, A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. Hey, I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is also home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand, offering tool sharpening, recoating, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free. Typical turnaround a week. O'Reilly also accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experienced machinists and other entry-level positions. Contact us online for jobs at O'ReillyMTS.com. That's O'Reilly, O-R-E-I-L-L-Y, MTS.com, O'Reilly Machine Tool Services. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports here on ScoresBroadcast.com. If you cannot attend the big game, join O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi and Scores Broadcast for all the exciting action. That volleyball update in just a few minutes. Halftime score, Marion Local 42, Anna nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg.
with remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software. It's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
It is halftime on scoresbroadcast.com. Marion Local 42, Anna nothing. Is it the Frosted Flakes Tiger who says, great?
Tony the Tiger.
Tony the Tiger. Well, that's what Marion Local is. The Flyers of Marion Local are great at high school football. D7 program. When you watch them, you think, that's a D2 or D3 powerhouse. But it's Division 7, and Marion Local is in full tilt tonight, 3-and-out on the first possession. And then the Flyers have steamrolled over Anna ever since. 42-0 lead, third quarter in about 6 or 7 minutes. Fort Laramie volleyball team is 21-1, capping off the regular season with a hard-earned win over Anna this past Thursday, 25-20, 25-17, 26-24. Fort Laramie ended the regular season ranked first in the state. Tiffin Calvert ranked second. Calvert could be Fort Laramie's opponent in a state semifinal. Mohawk third, Lipsick fourth, Ottoville fifth. Those are the top five. Jackson Center, by the way, ranked eighth. In Division Six, Coldwater number one in the state. In D6 volleyball, New Bremen number two, St. Henry three, Marion Local number five.
not a bad league in volleyball either.
No, Mac dominates D6, and Fort Laramie sits atop Division One. Taking a look at volleyball tournament action. The draw has taken place. Fort Laramie's first encounter is at Fairmont High School Trent Arena Saturday, October 19th at 12 noon against Legacy Christian. Jackson Center, a 3 seed, meets Riverside at Fairmont at 2 p.m. on October 19th. And then at 4 o'clock in the third match of those three, Botkins opposes Southeastern. So Fort Laramie, Jackson Center, and Botkins are in action in the opening round of D7 volleyball tournament play at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena at noon, 2 and 4 on Saturday, October 19th. Fort Laramie against Legacy, Jackson Center versus Riverside, Botkins against Southeastern. Layman and Fairlawn play at Newton on the same day at 3:30, Saturday, October 19th. And Rushi is down at Trotwood at 1:30 on that day against Cedarville.
Anna is in Division Six. The Rockets volleyball team meets Triad on October 19th at 2 in a match at Arcanum. And Sydney's in D3 as Sydney plays Trotwood at Fairborn on October 19th, the Saturday at 3 p.m. And that to look at the volleyball tournament draw. How about those Layman Catholic Cavaliers in high school football entering play tonight, 6-1 on the year against Covington. This Layman football team has been splendid on the campaign. How about quarterback Turner Lachey leading the Three Rivers Conference, 1,800 passing yards on the season. Amazing. Evan O'Leary, a receiver, 821 yards catching the ball. Teammate C.J. Olding, 510 yards receiving. And one of the outstanding defenders for Layman Catholic is Dylan Schmiesing with 92 tackles on the year. Layman playing Covington tonight at Sydney. Layman Catholic Cavaliers 6-1 on the year. Could play Northridge in Week 10 for the outright TRC Championship. That game is on our view as a Week 10 scores broadcast coverage contest. About 3 or 4 minutes away from the start of our third quarter, we'll have a running clock. Marion Local 42, Anna nothing here on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in 6 states.
Who's the big boy? Who's daddy's big boy?
Big boy.
Just what is it about Frisch's Big Boy? Is it their two delicious 100% beef patties? Or that secret tartar sauce? I mean, it is the original. Or those hand-breaded golden onion rings? And what about their hot fudge cake? Hey, big guy, let's go to Big Boy. Frisch's, just gotta have my Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tipp City, and Sydney?
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Up here we go on scorersbroadcast.com. We kick off play in the third quarter, and it's a boomer through the end zone. I think that's the fourth time tonight the Marin local kickoff man, Carson Bills, has hammered the football through the end zone. Ball light to about 5-6 yards deep beyond the goal line, and skips on out of the end zone, and Anna starts first and 10 from the 20. What a weapon that is, Chuck, in high school football. You force the other team's offense to begin on the 20-yard line, and it's difficult to go 80 yards in the game of high school football without making an error along the way someplace,
right,
and giving the ball back to the other club. Anna starts from the 20, flat pass on the play to Osborne, catches at the 19, marker down. Osborne is to the 24-25. Nice gain on the play. Let's see what the marker is all about. Maybe there was not one. 1 minute gone here in the third quarter. Running clock, 42-0 Marion Local. Gain of 5 on the swing pass to Osborne. Rockets coming off a couple straight wins on the road over Delphi St. John, a shutout. And then Versailles last week, 13-7. As Anna's D gave up just one score in 2 weeks. But tonight, Marion Local has racked up 6 touchdowns in the first half of this game. Opening 90 seconds of the third quarter. As Anna has just run the ball for no gain on 2nd and 5. 3rd and 5, Anna. Ball marked for play at the Rockets' 30-yard line. Or I should say the 25. Last two games for Marion Local, shutout wins over Versailles, 48-0, and Fort Recovery, 62-0. Marion Local has allowed just 3 touchdowns all year. Quarterback Chappie to throw, pitches it wide behind the line of scrimmage to a receiver who hauls it in. He gets back over the line of scrimmage. It is Alex Chappie to Aaron. Small advance on the play leaves Anna shy of the first down by a yard or two, and Anna's going to have to kick it. 4th and 1, Anna at the Rockets, 29. 42-0, continuous clock, early on third quarter, 9.5 to go. Marion Local, 2 deep men back at the Flyers, 35. Very lofty punt. Caught at the 42. Here's a run wide. Penalty marker down. A missed tackle back at the 37. And then a good field reversal by the return man who got to the 50 and over it into Anna's end. That may not have been a flag, just the official noting on the ground where the punt was received. 3 minutes gone here in the third. No doubt Marion Local will make wholesale changes in the offense. Looks like Cale Arnes, a 6'2", 170-pound sophomore, may be in at quarterback. Or is it Braden Mesher, a 6'1", 185-pound junior? It's one of the two, number 9 or number 5, who is at the helm. It is Mesher.
Yep.
Under 9 to play here in the third quarter. Continuous clock, 42-0. Marion Local in the lead. Small delay here at the moment. Are you dreaming of owning a home in Ohio? Well, F&M's Ohio Homebuyer Plus savings account enables you to make that dream a lot closer than you think. Marion Local bucking right up the middle and a good surge across the 45 to the 43. Inside the 45 of Anna, going to be second down, 5 yards to go for a first down for the Flyers. Hey, you can save money at the incredible 7.5% interest rate at F&M Bank, designed to help hardworking Ohioans. The F&M Bank Home Buyer Account makes saving for your future easier than ever. Visit your local F&M Bank location in Sydney, Anna, Jackson Center, or Urbana. Ask about the Home Buyer Plus Savings Account. So, Ohioans, you can dream on. Your home awaits. Your dream home is around the corner. Visit fmbank.com to learn more. That's fmbank.com. Member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. Marion Local has picked up a first down at the Anna 38. Again, continuous clock. Flyers lead it 42-0. Here's a toss sweep to the right. Marion Local running play into the Anna sideline. And the ball carrier Parker Hess is stacked up. Garnered 5 on the play. Second down and 5 for Marion Local. 7:30 remaining here in the third quarter. Marion Local next week is home to Minster. That is going to be interesting. And then Coldwater the final week is the Flyers' two toughest opponents on the year come in weeks 9 and 10. Anna next week is at Fort Recovery. Second down 5 play for Marion Local. It's a rush from scrimmage, and it's stopped, stalemated, by a waist-high tackle. Parker Hess is dropped. That first down play gained very little. This one didn't gain much either. Third down less than 5 for Marion Local. Line of scrimmage 32 of Anna. 6:40 left to go here in the third quarter. New quarterback is Braden Mesher, 6'1", 185-pound junior. And he pitches to his running back, Hess, around the right end. We've got a marker down. Could be a face mask call. Let's see how it's sorted out. Hess churned for a few yards. Did not get the first down. Holman for Anna in on the stop. Despite the fact a penalty has been called and is being stepped off, the clock continues to motor down to 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter with Marion Local in the lead 42-0. Infraction against the Flyers sets them back to the 42.
After the penalty, the ball at the 42-yard line. Third down and 4.
Mesher, the new QB. Marion Local uses a cadre of running backs, including Drew Laws, Ethan Heitkamp, and Parker Hess. Here is Hess around the left end, slowed at the 45, and he's dropped at the 40-yard line. Hess barreled for several yards, leaving Marion Local a fourth and about 14 to go for a first down. Zach Osborne covered up the Marion Local ball carrier. Just over 5 to play in the third. 42-0 Marion Local. Fourth and 12 upcoming. And the Flyers will punt the ball in the person of Drew Laws. Running back on offense, plays a lot on defense and punts for the special teams. And he booms it end over end. And his return man at the 10 lets it soar on through the end zone. And a ball first and 10 when we come back. 42-0 Flyers. Under 5 to play third quarter on scorersbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Anna Rockets run from scrimmage, first and 10, Anna 20. And it's a zigzag gallop up the middle of Zach Osborne. He is the workhorse week after week for the Anna Rockets. No, my mistake, that was not Zach. As filling in for him on that running play was Trevor Roberts. He was smacked down at the 29 after advancing it for 9. Second down and 1 for Anna. No, the chain is moved. The stakes are advanced. It's a first and 10 for Anna right at the 30 on Roberts' 10-yard romp. 3:18 to go in the third. 42-0 Marion Local. Quarterback for Anna, Chappie, fakes the inside handoff keep. Or I should say he keeps after faking the inside handoff and dances outside right tackle for a plus 5 to the 35. Second down 5 for Anna. Marion Local Flyers have substituted very freely on the defensive side of the ball. Anna with a second and 5 at the green and white 35-yard line. We see a sophomore linebacker in there, Seth Heitkamp, for Marion Local. Ryan Holman is in at free safety. Here's Chappie throwing. It's in the air across the 50 near sideline. Incomplete on the play. Intended for Keith Holman, a 155-pound, 6-foot senior. He was sprinting across the 50, turned as the ball arrived. It was a bit high. Incompletion, but the clock continues to run. 2 minutes to go, third quarter, 42-0 in favor of Marion Local. Anna with a third and 5 coming up. Rockets and two receivers to the right, a couple out to the left. Chappie with a lengthy cadence. Taps the foot once, twice. Wants to throw, keeps. Around the right end, makes one man miss. And he's belted waist high at the 40. He's got the first down, gained 6 on the play. First and 10 Rockets. Under 90 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And a 5-2 on the year coming in. 3-2 in the MAC. Marion Local Flyers unbeaten 5-0 in the Midwest Athletic Conference. 7-0 on the year. And Minster and Coldwater close the season for the Flyers. First and 10, Anna, a minute left, third quarter. It's a flat pass behind the line of scrimmage to Osborne. He scurries to the far sideline beyond the numbers. Tight ropes the boundary, gets to the 45, steps out of bounds in the vicinity of the 45. Maybe a penalty marker down. Final 30 seconds, third quarter. 42-0 in favor of Marion Local. And that will conclude the third quarter of play. 42-zip Flyers on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bodkins is a spacious 8,000-square-foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to cleanup, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGillAndTangemanFH.com.
We start play here in the fourth quarter on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Continuous clock in play. Ann up after an advance on first and 10 from the Rockets' 31-yard line. Confronts a second down and four or five to go. In between the 36 and 37 of Anna. Continuous clock, 42-0 in favor of Marion Local.
They had first and 20, so it's second and 14 now.
There was a penalty at the very end of the third quarter against the Anna Rockets. Anna must get to the 49 of Marion Local. That's the line to gain. Here's a toss sweep to the left to Osborne. He leaps forward at the 38, stacked up right there. Marion Local Flyer defenders have freshmen and sophomores out there on the field at the moment. We are a minute and a half into the fourth quarter. It is 42-0 in favor of Marion Local. Rockets to the line of scrimmage at their own 39. Third down and a dozen for a first down. Chappie's got two receivers left. Anna nearly offside. Chappie throwing it out and up right sideline. Beautiful pitch and catch on the button. Reception made. 38 of Marion Local. And then the run after catch down near the 34-yard line. Beautiful play.
Do that to his brother.
Yep, well done. Alex to Aaron. First and 10, Anna. 34 of the Rockets. That was execution done to perfection right there.
Well, he got hit right when he caught the ball. That was a nice catch.
Rockets to the line of scrimmage. Duo receivers to the left. As Anna tries to dent the scoreboard, Anna would need two touchdowns to erase the running clock. And it's a counter back to the right. Productive gain beyond the numbers into the boundary, far side of the field. Out of bounds in the area of the 20. Tackle made across the way by Bryant Meyer of Marion Local. First and 10, Anna. 3 minutes have been played here in the fourth quarter. 42-0 in favor of Marion Local. Flyers at a three and out to start the game. They've had a couple kickoffs go out of bounds. That's about all that Marion Local has done wrong. Here's a flare. Guess who? Osborne on the receiving end. Pass caught behind the line of scrimmage. Marion Local is spying on him, though, and he's dumped behind the line at the 22-yard line.
Ryan Homan, I'll tell you what, he was being blocked, and he made the tackle even when the block was happening.
Well done by the Flyers, who lead it 42-0. A net loss of about 4 feet on the play. Make it second down and close to 11 for Anna. 21 of Marion Local. 8:26 to go in the fourth. Rockets have two in the offensive backfield with Chappie, who takes the snap. Oh, my goodness. Marion Local blitzes across the line of scrimmage and zeroes in on Chaffee back at the 26 or 27. There was a marker down. Wouldn't be a bit surprised if Marion Local didn't jump the snap and the Flyers were offside.
Well, I think they were calling a sideline warning on this side, but it's not going to be a penalty.
No.
Seven. Okay, and then illegal motion on Anna. So there will be a penalty, a mark-off.
Yep, it was not offside against Marion Local. It was a procedure call against Anna, and the clock continues to run during all of this as the referees mark it off, 25-yard line of Marion Local. Anna possession, and it's going to be second down and 10, according to the scoreboard. My mistake, second and 15, as the scoreboard adjusts itself. 7 minutes to go here in the fourth. 42-0 in favor of Marion Local. Here Chaffee takes the snap, looks left, runs up the middle, and meets a stone wall at the 26. Nothing gained on the play. And it will be fourth down, according to the scoreboard.
Yeah.
Fourth and 15. I may have missed it down there.
No, they had it mismarked because they thought they took the penalty, but they took the play, so that's why it was third down, not second.
6:40 to go in the game. Fourth and 15, Anna at the Marion Local 25. The Flyers reserves trying to preserve the shutout here and hold Anna on fourth and 15. 26-yard line of Marion Local. Two receivers left, two to the right. Marion Local showing blitz. 7-8 in the box. Here they come at Chaffee, who airs one out end zone. And it's too far for Ochterhauer. 8 yards deep in the end zone. And Marion Local takes over the football. 6:14 to go in the fourth. 42-0 Flyers over the Rockets on scorersbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts, and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
Derek Kanapke, a running back in now for Marion Local, a 5'11 junior, just carried on the last play for a couple yards. Second down for Marion Local, line of scrimmage, the Flyers 26, as Marion Local takes over after stopping Anna on downs. We near the 5-minute mark in the fourth as Marion Local continues to run, this time outside left tackle. And a strong effort on that rush ahead to the 35, and it is very close to a first down. Half yard short, third and 2 feet for Marion Local inside the 35 of the Flyers, final 4:50 of this game. Marion Local has had the continuous clock in play since the start of the second half. Flyers have substituted freely. Was 42-0 or halftime score, Chuck, or was
yes.
It 35-0?
42.
Inside handoff, Marion Local nudging ahead. First and 10 Flyers at the 37 of Marion Local. The new quarterback on the field is Braden Mesher, 6'1 junior. Ben Meyer, sophomore, in at running back, 5'8, 165-pound sophomore. Well, Marion Local has got some big substitute linemen.
Yeah, geez.
Eddie Peppelman, 6'6", 255-pound junior, just came off the field. Here's a toss sweep to the right. Ooh, ball's on the ground. Marion Local covers it up back at the 32. That was a first and 10, so it's second down, about 13 or 14 with 3:40 to go here in the fourth period. We may or may not have a score on Lehman Catholic before the night concludes. Lehman was playing Covington. Sydney was ahead of Vandalia Butler at halftime, 36-20 in a high-scoring shootout on the road in Vandalia. Xenia led Pickwas 16-0 at the halftime break. We're near the three-minute mark in this one. Mesher dishes the ball to his running back, who's stacked up at the 36-yard line. That's Ben Meyer. Second down upcoming. Final 3 minutes of this game.
Minster leads Versailles 35-0 in the fourth. Bluffton and Lormie tied 14-14 at the half.
There you go.
And Xenia and Piqua 16-8 in the third quarter, the Buccaneers.
That was Xenia in the lead 16-8.
16-8, yep.
And Fort Lormie giving NWC foe Bluffton a real tussle tonight. Here comes Marion Local to the line of scrimmage, just over the 35 at the 36. It's a rollout to the right with the quarterback Mesher, who throws it at the feet of the receiver up the field at the 44. We'll have a change of possession here. A punt by Marion Local, 2:24 to go in the game. 42-0 Flyers on scorersbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Lormie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Lormie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Lormie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerrys.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Lormie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Lormie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Final 2 minutes of this game and a possession inside the Rockets' 30. 42-0 Marion Local, which is substituted freely here in the second half. Anna has been challenged here, Chuck, late in this game, moving the ball against Marion Local's ninth graders and freshmen, or I should say ninth graders and sophomores. Anna running it outside left guard, not much room. Marion Local stacks it up. Pick up of one or two, and that's it. Minute 23 to go in the fourth. 42-0 Marion Local in the lead. As I've said a few times tonight, two Bills kickoffs went off the field of play out of bounds. Carson Bills has been splendid on PATs, but he had two kickoffs out of bounds. Marion Local went three and out on its first series of the night, and that's all Marion Local has done wrong all evening. That's about all you can pick on. Marion Local, a near-perfect performance, drubbing Anna to the tune of 42-0. Rockets run around left end for a yard to the 24-yard line. This may very well be the final play of this game. Third and 10 for Anna inside the Rockets' 25. 30 seconds left in the fourth quarter. The Rockets, I think, last couple series, Chuck, have also substituted pretty freely on the offensive side of the ball. I think that is Logan Ziegenbusch, freshman, 5'9", 145-pounder in there at quarterback to close out the game. And that is it. It is all over. Marion Local Flyers drub the Anna Rockets 40-0. Marion Local built up a big lead, coasted during the continuous clock in the second half. Flyers go to 8-0, Anna 5-3. We'll return to close it out in a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883 and ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Marion Local Flyers, to the tune of 42-0, whip the Anna Rockets tonight. Marion Local, as advertised, a very, very good, superb performance by the Flyers, led by quarterback Justin Knopf, running backs Drew Laws and Parker Hess, and wide receiver Vic Holscher, rock solid defensively. At the nose, Lincoln Stockler is outstanding. Adam Winter, defensive end, had a very good game. Bryant Meyer, continues to be the leading tackler on this team with over 50 on the year. Griffin Bruns was rock solid in the secondary. Very few players go both ways for Marion Local. It's an extremely deep team, highly athletic, maybe the speediest team on the gridiron Marion Local's ever had. It's year 26 for head coach Tim Goodwin. And, Chuck, I think it's going to be state championship number 15 for Tim.
Well, I would be shocked if it's not. And can you imagine how fast they're going to be on turf? We're watching them. Because this grass out here tonight, and I think they maybe did it on purpose, it's about an inch and a half. And that kind of slows you down a little bit, but I can't even imagine what they're like on turf.
Now, once again, Zach Osborne, a workhorse for the Anna Rockets, the quarterback for Anna. Mr. Shappy did as well as he could. You knew when third down and long yardage came, he would be under duress, and he was all night long. But Alex Shappy, 6'3", 185, senior quarterback, ran the ball some, threw it a little bit. But Marion Local's defense just plays havoc with you. They blitz from that 3-4. They get penetrators in the offensive backfield, and they disrupt just about anybody's offensive flow.
Absolutely. And tonight I'm going to knock in it just a teeny bit because they never really threw the ball on first down. They only threw it in when they needed to throw it. And, boy, they pinned their ears back, and he had no time to throw the football.
Yeah, early in the game, Anna had some productive first down plays, got stymied on second, then wound up having to throw in third and couldn't get it done.
Yep. Yeah, the defense is outstanding.
Any stats, highlights, Chuck? I know the numbers were extremely lopsided. Marion Local with about, 350 more yards than Anna on the night total?
Yeah.
I know it was 200 difference at halftime.
Yep.
Or maybe better than that.
Yeah, I kind of lost interest keeping stats in the second half. So I'll tell you, but it was the stats were as bad as the score.
Quickly looking ahead, Anna's final 2 weeks very winnable. Fort Recovery on the road, home with Parkway. Anna now 5-3, and Coldwater is Marion Local's last foe of the year in a game played on the road at Coldwater. Next week, Minster plays at Marion Local. Minster was pounding Versailles at home tonight in the second half by a score of 35-0. So Marion Local's last two contests are against Minster at home and on the road at Coldwater. Potentially the two toughest games of the year for Marion Local in weeks 9 and 10. And it's going to take a real off night for Marion Local and somebody's very, very best shot in order to make it a competitive game, I think.
I think so, too. I mean, Coldwater maybe has a shot. They've got a really good defense. They did a good job of shutting down Minster's running game. But, watching them tonight, and I don't understand how anybody could beat them.
Let's return in a minute with our stars of this game, Chuck. Give it some thought. We'll be back. 42-0, Marion Local over Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Welcome back here to Anna's Booster Field. 42-0 Flyers blitz the Rockets, and our stars of this game. Chuck, you were giving consideration to a few on each club.
Well, Marion Local, I mean, you could probably pick out about 12 kids, but I'm going to go with Victor Holzer, just a tremendous receiver. He was fun to watch. And Justin Knopf, first half, the kid was right on target. He was outstanding. You could go with Hess. You could go with Heitkamp. You could go with Laws. There, I mean, they just got a stack of people. On the other side, I'm going to go with Aaron Chappie. He had the catch of the game for Anna down the sideline. And then Noah Oftehauer didn't really do anything offensively, but he had a nice defensive game. So those are my players for Anna.
This segment of our broadcast brought to you by Clancy's in Sydney on Walpock Avenue. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Hello, once again. Welcome back to Anna's Booster Field. We are done early tonight. Continuous clock, third and fourth quarters, as Anna is beaten by Marion Local 42-0. Marion Local is every bit as good as advertised, and then some for sure. Look like a small college team, although they look big in these Marion Local uniforms.
Oh, boy.
But maybe they're a big college team.
Well, you talked about when they subbed offensive linemen. I'm like, these kids are as big as yep. who they're replacing. But what a great situation, because your subs play, they play a lot almost the entire second half. They get 6 more weeks of practice because they go to the state finals every year.
Yep.
It just is how you just continue to build this program.
If your freshmen, sophomores, juniors, and those sophomores and juniors who play a lot, you're right, Chuck, they're on the gridiron for 16 weeks yep. playing against competition, in the MAC and then in the postseason playoffs. And they are ready to go the next season as their high school career continues.
Yeah, the only person you kind of feel sorry for in Marion is Coach Guttermiller, the boys' basketball coach, because he never sees them until January.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, and he's got to compress about 22 basketball games into 7 or 8 weeks. Yeah,
absolutely. And what a good guy.
Yep. So much fun tonight here at Anna. Rockets are beaten. Again, Anna on the road next week at Fort Recovery. Marion Local home to Minster. Anna now 5-3. Marion Local 8-0. The last score we had was Sydney 36, Vandalia Butler 28, late in the third quarter on the road down at Vandalia. Next week, more than likely, the game we'll cover here on scoresbroadcast.com is Fort Loramie on the road at Delphus Jefferson. Fort Loramie, last we heard, giving Bluffton all it wanted tonight at the Fort Loramie Stadium. It was 14-14 at the intermission break. For Chuck McBee and our entire online audience, for Keaton Metz, the outstanding athletic director here at Anna High School, Jack Kramer saying good night from Booster Field. Final score once again, Marion Local 42, Anna nothing.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with Lacow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on, and Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. Securecom in Minster. S-E-C-U-R-com. Online at securecom.com. We're the pros in protection. And these 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.